We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to this Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Shifting gears again here, Brandon Pelter joins us. Penn State wrestling. It's really the topic of the weekend. I think maybe I'm a little insulated, but it feels like the topic of the sporting world. I know it's not, of course, March Madness and all that, but seven national titles in 8 years. Brandon's here to talk us through what happened out in Cleveland. And Brandon, I just don't know what else to say about this team, because I don't think this was a team that a lot of people circled as the favorite this time around. I think really it comes back to maybe people should start rethinking about who they consider a favorite and who they don't.
Yeah, I think it's tough to bet against Penn State wrestling in any aspect. I mean, this is two straight years now where they lost at Big Tens, but fought their way back at the NCAA tournament and won and made things happen, and that's really what matters at the end of the day.
So I think we've tried to, in different kinds of ways, answer the question about how Penn State seems to do this, and whether they care about Big Tens or not. Where Big Tens are just another stepping stone towards something bigger, but really it's like this team does its best work when it absolutely matters the most. And I've been wondering how or why. And you know, David Taylor spent some time on Twitter, and I saw him on the ESPN broadcast as well. And he said something really interesting to me that maybe goes to explain some of this. He basically said that it's human nature in these events, when it's win or go home, to tighten up. And I think what separates Penn State from basically everybody else, not basically, from everybody else, is that instead of tightening up, they seem to be a lot more comfortable in their own skin and who they are, and confident and aggressive. The same personality wrestling-wise that got them to this point, they are exactly the same when everybody else maybe tries to minimize risk and maybe wrestles not to lose to some extent. Bo Nickel, I think, was case in point, Penn State not wrestling to lose at all.
Yeah, Dustin, that's what I was going to say. I mean, when you're on your back and you're able to, I mean, Bo said after the fact, when he started to get there, he knew immediately what he was going to do. Are you kidding me? That I think proves David Taylor's point right there. And really the only person that I thought maybe looked a little uncomfortable was Mark Hall. He didn't look the same, didn't look as aggressive as he usually is, and was a little hesitant to shoot in. But outside of that, I fully agree. And, you know, the other key for Penn State came down to Ohio State only winning two of six in the semis on Friday night. I mean, they had a chance to send six wrestlers to the finals, and it essentially would have ended things. Penn State, on the other hand, had five in that semifinal round and were able to send all five to the finals. So they won when it counted, even on Friday night, and you still had guys like Nick Lee, Nick Nevels, and Shakur Rashid doing their part in the consolation part of the bracket as well to add crucial points for Penn State.
Yeah, they all matter at this stage. And the semifinal round really had the same feel to me as the finals last year, where they go 5-for-5 and nobody really expects them to go 5-for-5, and they do it, and they take they jump into the driver's seat in the team race a little bit, but then there's still a lot of work to do. And as much success as Penn State had, it all came down to whether Bo Nickel was going to beat Michael Jordan or not, and he did at the 184 final. I want to go back to maybe just kind of work in sequence through all these guys who were in the finals, and just for starters, Nick Lee losing the way that he lost in his first match, to come back and wrestling and getting fifth place. That shows you everything you need to know about what the freshman is and what he might be in his career. I think a lot of people should feel pretty reassured that he battled the way that he did.
That's exactly right. I mean, he took one of the most difficult paths to an All-American finish that you could possibly have, losing on day one. He then had to go, and he ended up finishing 6-2 in the tournament there to finish in fifth place. I mean, that is a gritty performance. It's a ton of wrestling, and I'm sure he slept well after this tournament.
Moving on at 149, Zane Rutherford ends his career 94 straight wins. One of the big Cinderella stories of the tournament was Ronnie Perry from Lock Haven, just a few miles away from State College. And I thought Ronnie Perry really wrestled hard. I mean, obviously throughout, but in that final, 6-2 was the final score. It looked like Zane was maybe a little, not disappointed, but thought he might have did a little bit more scoring. He was also, it seemed, feeling pretty nostalgic as he walked off the mat. His last time in a Penn State uniform, he'll go down as one of the greats.
Definitely, and I was, you know, it was really cool to see Ronnie Perry. If he was wrestling anyone other than a Penn State wrestler, he's you know, the guy I'd be rooting for there at 149. But he provided some offense. He shot in, almost took down Zane early on in that match, and kind of changed up the tempo a little bit, and was able to, I think, make Zane rethink things a little. Something that I don't know that any other wrestler really in the country has been able to do this year. But you could definitely tell Zane was taking everything in. The second that things ended, when he was on the podium there after getting his award, he was really taking everything in. And I think, you know, someone gave him some great advice beforehand to make sure that you remember it all, because it really has been an incredible journey for him. And you said it, he will certainly be one of the great legends in Penn State wrestling history, one of just two now that has won three national championships. He's a very special person, and it's going to be, I think, a while before we see just someone that carries himself the same way as Zane does on and off the mat.
Huge loss, go looking ahead a little bit. I know people started looking ahead a little bit, but of the five finalists, he's the only one not back next season. So things are going to be okay, I think, in Happy Valley. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, talking some Penn State wrestling, fresh off the 7th national title in 8 years. I don't know if you can tell, but every time I say that, I still just can't quite believe it. It is a true dynasty status at Penn State. Jason Nolf. One of the variables here in Penn State's plans is how healthy would he be, how effective would he be. So he takes on an unbeaten redshirt freshman, Hayden Hidley from NC State. 6-2 was the final there, but boy, there's just the quickness, the smooth quickness from Jason Nolf. I mean, not even a kid like Hidley could really do anything about that. The two takedowns he got, I don't think were stoppable.
And earlier in the tournament, you know, I still think Nolf was a little bit of a question mark. But then on Friday night, when he was able to tech fall Micah Jordan to get to the finals, he kind of knew, okay, Jason Nolf, he's wrestling well. He brace and all, it doesn't matter. I mean, this guy is going to win a national championship. And he brought it all. He didn't hesitate really at all on Saturday night. It didn't seem like the knee played a factor in it at all. And another great performance from a Nittany Lion, and another win that they needed.
I said Michael Jordan earlier, out of context. Miles Martin was the guy Bo Nickel pinned. I mentioned the wrong Ohio State guy. Either way, Bo Nickel pinned a guy from Ohio State and won the team title for Penn State. Vincenzo Joseph, I think if you were to look at the five finalists, I don't know if he was the least likely of the five, but he was one of the guys that was in question there. And boy, did he really just control the pace, the action, all those ties, all that upper body stuff. He had a little bit of a size and strength advantage on Isaiah Martinez, which not a lot of people do, but he used all of it. And then to, you know, have that little ride into a tilt to pick up those two near fall points in the first period and take a 4-0 lead in a match like that, that's pretty much going to do it.
Well, and you've got Isaiah Martinez here as a senior on a mission going for his third national title as well. So I think you got to remember, I mean, Imar is coming to win, coming from off of a vengeance losing last year. That was definitely the most in question, I think, for Penn State. And to see Vincenzo absolutely control for 7 minutes Isaiah Martinez, that was one of the most impressive performances, I think. I mean, if Bo Nickel doesn't go out and pin Martin, that is the most impressive performance there for a Penn State wrestler on Saturday night. And I couldn't believe it when Joseph was able to hit that inside trip again, get to and get some more points from it. I mean, Penn State wrestlers just continue to amaze. I don't know how else to describe it. They are just incredibly trained, incredible athletes. And at the end of the day, like we talked about at the top, they find ways to win when it matters most.
And boy, I think that the most underappreciated of the Penn State five, Vincenzo Joseph. And, you know, really, I think when you have a quote unquote struggles and you lose a match the way that he did earlier this season, got caught on his back against Buffalo, you had reasons to wonder, I guess. But he showed up in top form without a question. Following him up was Mark Hall at 174, and really 8-2 was the final. He tried some acrobatic stuff at the end when it was desperation time, so it wasn't quite an 8-2 kind of match. But Zahid Valencia just controlled everything, and he never stopped attacking. And I think that Mark Hall, I don't know whether that was a surprise to him or what, but when Zahid Valencia is as long and quick and aggressive as he was, it's hard to do a lot. And I think he's the reason why, going back to the beginning of the season, Kale Sanderson was asking questions about Mark Hall being undersized. It's not that he's undersized. It just looks like Valencia should be wrestling 197.
Right. And I think, you know what, for college wrestling fans, for Penn State fans, I don't think you have to worry about Mark Hall. This is a great rivalry. It almost has the feelings of that Bo Nickel-Miles Martin rivalry, which I think is the best in all of college wrestling. We're going to see it for a couple more years here unless one of these guys moves up a weight class. I think we're going to continue to see these guys battle it out. And you're right, it makes it, with the size of Valencia, for Hall, who's definitely a bit shorter, to get around him and to be able to take him down makes things much more difficult. But I think from Hall, you know, for whatever the reason, he didn't really seem, he was the only one from Penn State that just didn't seem totally dialed in. Maybe he was just a little off in whatever way, but he really was the only Penn State guy that didn't seem like he was bringing it all. And as David Taylor said, wrestling the same way he would be as if it was a normal duel.
Yeah, and I think Valencia got an opening or two, created those openings, and took advantage of, obviously, Bo Nickel winning the tournament for Penn State there in the 184 final, in a lot of situations where a guy would either sprawl or concede the 2 points. He was working that. You could see him working that angle to try to do something spectacular. And that's the Bo Nickel style. Outstanding wrestler for a good reason. He was not willing to concede anything without swinging for the fences. And that goes back to what David Taylor said. Bo Nickel stayed true to himself, which that is his flair for the dramatics. And he gets the job done. Penn State, 7 national titles in 8 years at NCAA wrestling. Brandon Pelter, thanks for being with us. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ended on a good note. You can always check us out, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and the Keystone Sports app.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.